Next case is case number 19794. This is an application of Murex Petroleum Corporation to consider temporary spacing to develop oil and gas pool discovered by Lorianne number 4-9H well, section 4-161-101, Divide County. All interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Examiner, John Morrison, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing this matter on behalf of Murex Petroleum Corporation. We have one witness we intend to sponsor today, and that will be Glenn Kemp, and he'll be testifying by telephone from Houston.
Yes, John.
Mr. Kemp, do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Glenn, would you state your name and tell us by whom you're employed and what capacity?
Promise to tell the truth in this case?
Hold on, let me check your face. Yeah, I'm sorry. My name is Glenn Kemp, K-E-M-P. I'm the Reservoir Engineering Manager here at Murex Petroleum. We're at 515 North Sam Houston Parkway East, Suite 485, Houston, Texas, 77060.
And can Glenn, have you previously testified before the commission as an expert witness? Have your qualifications accepted?
Yes.
And have you prepared some exhibits for use in your testimony today?
Yes, I have.
I'll offer the further testimony. This witness have an expert.
Motion granted.
Glenn, let's turn to Exhibit 1 and just very briefly summarize what you've shown on Exhibit 1, please.
Okay. Exhibit 1, this is a temporary spacing hearing. So the discovery well was our Lorianne 4-9. It's a middle Bakken well that the surface location is in 161-101 section 4, and you can see that it went to south into what section 10, I guess. No, 9, I'm sorry, 4 and 9. Below that is the we're asking this to be put into the Riding Rock Field. Riding Rock Field right now only includes section 3 and 4 and 161-101. That includes our surface location being in section 4. We're requesting quite a bit of area be included under Riding Rock, and I won't read all those different sections off, but the reason is we're trying to expedite and cut down a number of hearings in this area, and if we can include each of these and get the field rules requested, we'll probably cut down tremendously on the workload up there. So the field rules requested, we're requesting stand-up 1280s, 500 foot off the standard, 500 foot off east and west, and 200 foot from north and south. We're asking for up to 8 Bakken wells per 1280. And the tool error be waived. The standard pool is for 50 foot above the upper Bakken shale to 50 foot below the lower Bakken shale. You can see who we're disposing the fluids to. And due to lease expirations, we're asking for an expedited order on this.
So the spacing order is necessary in order to enable you to do the pooling in accordance with the pooling clauses in some of your leases. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, let's go on to Exhibit 2 and tell us what you're showing on Exhibit 2.
Okay, Exhibit 2 basically is just a general locator map, a zoomed out area where you can see all the fields around it in nice, pretty colors. The Riding Rock field is right there with the gray in Section 3 and 4 of 161-101. Basically, you can see there's a lot of area that is not currently included in a infield. I might mention up in 162-101, that's our Murex operator recently completed
Glenn, you might want to repeat that last one. It kind of cut out here.
Okay. The up in 162-101-409, that is our recently completed Carrie Elizabeth well.
Okay, let's continue on then with Exhibit 3.
All right. Exhibit 3 is basically this is our proposed outline for the field. What you can see with the green outline, 1280 spacing units are the spacing units that our land department told me we control. The orange outline spacing units are other spacing units that Murex has a working interest in. So we're very heavily involved in all of this area, and that's the reason for outlining as large of an area as we have.
And the brown outline, that's what you're requesting be designated as your field area, is that correct?
Right. And you can see that goes around the Fortuna Field. The only thing in question there, I guess, would be that Clinton Field.
Okay, let's go on to the next exhibit, Exhibit 4.
Okay, Exhibit 4 is basically just our structure map of the top of the Bakken. You can see the distance to the south, southeast. Once again, you can see the outline of the field.
Okay, and then Exhibit 5.
Exhibit 5 is just the cross-section map where we're showing the A-to-A prime from north to south and the B-to-B prime from west to east.
Okay, let's go on to Exhibit 6, the A-A prime cross-section.
Okay, the A-to-A prime, that's our north to south cross-section that's going from a south on the royalty ROM number one well with the middle Bakken interval about 55 feet thick there. And it bends a little bit to the south. This is the Blue Rock 29-11 well. Middle Bakken interval there is about 48 feet thick.
And then Exhibit 7?
Exhibit 7 is another cross-section. It's our west-east cross-section. It goes from a PXP operating Meyer well 1-36, middle Bakken interval 59 feet thick, heading to the east with the Riverland 1-12 being about 48 feet thick.
Glenn, is it your opinion that the reservoir, the common source of supply you've discovered with this well, extends under the area you've outlined on either Exhibit 3 or Exhibit 4?
Yes.
Okay, and let's go to Exhibit 8 and just summarize what you're showing on Exhibit 8.
Okay, Exhibit 8 is our reserve and our per well economics. Basically, it just takes the data that goes into the reserves, initial reservoir pressure of 4295 PSI, bottom hole temperature, resistivity of the water, our interval thickness in our area, we believe that the average should be about 55 feet, porosity of 10%, water saturation 32%. All this adds up to original oil in place of 23 million barrels, 2% recovery per well, results in 454,000 barrels of oil, with a GOR of 875 standard cubic feet per stock tank barrel, that gives you 406 million cubic feet of gas. Now, with the our latest AFE completed well cost out there of $7.1 million, and our OPEX is around $15,000 a month, average well in the area that we type curve is around 500 barrels a day, with an $80 oil price and $4 gas price, you get a PV 10 of $7.9 million, payout of 1.4 years, rate of return of 60%, and discounted return on investment of 2.1.
And Glenn, is it your opinion that these reserves and economics are representative of what you'll get with each of the up to eight wells you're requesting per spacing unit?
Yes.
And so, in your opinion, it's economically feasible to develop the reservoir in this manner?
Yes.
And will the 1,280-acre spacing pattern, in accordance with what you set out earlier on Exhibit 1, protect correlative rights, prevent waste, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes, it will.
And finally, you've included as Exhibits 9, 10, and 11 the fluid analyses from the field. Is that correct?
That is correct.
With that, I don't have further questions. We offer the exhibits.
Exhibits will be received. Are there any questions from the staff?
Glenn, in your eight-well development scenario, do you
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
In your eight-well development pattern, are you planning for Middle Bakken and Three Forks producers, or is it strictly Middle Bakken?
Right now, our plans are we're going to develop both the Middle Bakken and the Three Forks. Division of each, I don't know at this point. We have drilled one Middle Bakken well and one Three Forks well. We're very happy with both of them at this point in time. So we're very encouraged that both are working in this area.
So in that case, you would do an alternating Middle Bakken Three Forks across the spacing unit?
That's most likely correct.
Okay, thank you.
Glenn, this is Bruce Hicks. In the area, is there gas infrastructure where you're going to be able to get connected?
It's tough, Bruce. I knew you'd ask that. That's one of your favorite questions, it seems. I talked to our gas sales and oil sales rep here, and he's estimating between 4Q13 and 2Q14 that we'll be able to get it done. Since this well's in confidential status, he asked for me not to name the two parties he's working with, but he's working with two different parties to try to get this gas sold ASAP.
You also indicated that you wanted an order as soon as possible due to lease expirations. If we decide not to space this extremely large area, what ones are critical that you have poolings on?
We don't have pullings on any of them at this point because they're not in fields, so they're not spacing units.
No, what I'm saying, though, is that you have a number of poolings in relationship to this temporary spacing request.
Right.
And you're wanting some of those poolings approved because of your expirations. Excuse me. So I'm asking you which ones are critical that you get done.
There's quite a few of them, Bruce. I can name the earliest ones off if that's what you want.
We could provide you with a priority list on the poolings. I mean, I know that they're all everything we put in the poolings for there are upcoming expirations on them. But
they're varying from May 2013 through the early part of 2015.
I think that would be helpful. We may want to break these apart into several different fields, and we should probably have that.
Okay.
Would you like a list with first lease expirations?
Yes, they would. So,
okay.
I can work with Dave tomorrow and get that together.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't know if it's all that critical when they expire, John. We just want to know which ones are critical that you have, so we know we're spacing the right areas.
Okay.
Which ones may be expiring 2013?
That seems reasonable.
Okay.
All right, that'll conclude our hearing in case number 19794.
Thanks, Glenn.